The White House Report.
African-American Ohio Democratic Congresswoman Marsha Fudge was one of those Democrats who just didn't clap or stand up when President Trump particularly talked about the issue of black unemployment at the State of the Union address. Marsha Fudge contends the black unemployment rate is still way too high and it didn't come down quite the way the president said.
You know, it's so interesting to me, April, that the president takes care of everything that he thinks is important he wants to take credit for. People need to understand the reality. One is that Barack Obama, under his presidency, dropped the black and brown unemployment rate by almost 9 points. He drops it by one, and now he wants to say that he's the savior of black and brown people. We're still underemployed for those of us that have gotten jobs. Our rate is still twice that of whites, as you just suggested. I think that for him to call us treasonous is just another part of his lying administration. I have said over and over again that he is the least and most ill-prepared president in recent history. And so whenever he can't get his way or he doesn't have people genuflecting, he thinks that we're treasonous. We are Americans. We came, we respected the office of the presidency, even if we did not respect him personally. We respected the office of the president. We came to the State of the Union. We did not make a ruckus. We did not in any way try to embarrass him. We did what we believed was right. He should not receive credit for what he did, and so we're not going to give it to him.
Are you treasonous and un-American?
I am the most patriotic person you might ever meet. I believe that this is still the greatest nation in the world, and I love my country. I am not treasonous in any way, shape, or form. What I am is a person who studies and believes in the Constitution of the United States. I believe that I have a right to say and do what we said and did last Tuesday. It is our right as Americans. We are people, as black people, I want you to hear this clearly, April. We have given more blood, sweat, and tears for this nation than any other group of people through our slave labor, where we built up even the building that I work in every day, through our military labor, through now our prison labor. We have built this country. How you call us treasonous? And we've built it without making a dime from doing it.
Democrats had long decided not to stand or clap for President Trump during his State of the Union address in the well of the House. Some of the reason because of the controversies over immigration and his comments, as well as Charlottesville and other issues. April Ryan, AURN News.